Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. Welcome to episode 12 of our 2019 Avian Awards podcast. This will be the second to the last episode. If you've missed 1 through 11, if you're on my site, you can click the list. It's down below. If you're checking this out on YouTube or one of the podcast feeds, just go back and listen to the rest of the series if you'd like. We're going to take a break from the list of nominees for this one and do a special episode just on the Hall of Fame. Again, just kind of a general rule for me, when someone is honored like this, enter a Hall of Fame or get nominated, we'll talk about the list. I'll give you a couple names at the end of people that I think are missing, but we're certainly not going to question the integrity of this list or the qualifications of the people on it. Obviously, there are people that I think are more deserving than others, but this is a great list. Again, it's a great honor for anybody in our industry to be in any Hall of Fame. I happen to be in XRCO Hall of Fame, and honestly, it's one of the things that I'm most happy about. You guys always ask every year when I do this episode, yes, I'd love to be in this Hall of Fame at some point, but I don't think I'm even close to deserving when you look at the contributions of some of the men and women on this list. It's a great honor to, for any of these people to be in there. It's fantastic. So, that list is over on avn.com. You can just type in, 2019 Hall of Fame if you'd like to read the list. Little bios on each one of them. First of all, the video branch. That's the one you guys are probably going to know the most about. Performers, directors, editors, people like that. First name does appear to be alphabetical. Asa Akira. It's hard for me to believe she's been in the industry long enough to be in the Hall of Fame, but certainly she's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Former Performer of the Year in 2013, probably could have won anywhere from 2011 to 2015. She had that dominant a run, one of the most beautiful sexually charged women in the history of the business, super nice as well. Still remember the first night I met her. Actually, she proposed to me, but I believe maybe she's already taken now, so I kind of missed the boat there, I guess. But I'm really glad to see Asa there. I think it was just a matter of time. And in her case, it's first ballot as soon as she was ready. Absolutely deserving. Congratulations, Asa. Actually, just today, I got Asa's book. I ordered it off of Amazon. Got a couple of books to read now that the podcast series is coming to an end. I picked up Stormy's book and Asa's book, so I'll be reading those. You can check out the reviews later. Next time I see Asa, I will have to get her to sign the book. Gabrielle Annex is an editor who did a lot of work for Metro, Vivid, other high-end productions, has been continuing to work even now. The list of people she's worked with, Nick Andrews, Kelly Holland, Will Ryder, Andre Madness, Jackie St. James, Paul Thomas, David Stanley, Caden Cross, Greg Lansky, clearly you may not know her name, but you've seen her work, and it's nice to see people on the artistic side, not that the performers and directors aren't artistic, more the behind-the-scenes people get in the Hall of Fame because certainly their work elevates everyone else's. Also on this list, Lexi Bell, another one I cannot believe she's been in the industry long enough, but she has. In addition to some great Gonzo performances, she did get to play Marsha Brady in Not the Brady's Triple X and Batgirl in Axel Braun's Batgirl parody, which was fantastic. So Lexi's really great. Also immortalized in a porn star tattoo on Sally Sparrow. Sally's Lexi Bell tattoo. Pretty interesting. Frank Buchwald? Buchwild? I guess it's Buckwood. Buchwald? entirely a non-sex performer in almost every major feature in the last 15 years. Particularly working with people like Will Ryder and Brad Armstrong. Good features require good acting, and sometimes they require characters who are not in sex scenes, and that's where, that's where someone like Frank comes in and does a really good job of it. And it's very interesting to see someone like that in with some of the people we know for their sexual performances. Maestro Claudio, former performer, turned director, entered the industry as an older gentleman, middle age, and did some great work. Worked for a while with Extreme Associates, And now BAM Vision and Perv City has become sort of a behind the scenes, behind the camera guy, and definitely known for being filthy. Kiki Dare, they've got both spellings in here. Over 400 movies over her career, which is really fantastic. Still working, doing really, really well. I guess her latest iteration looks like it started in 2011, but she's been around for a long time. This is well deserved. She's one of the people that I've been sort of really sort of talking up to other critics, hoping that she would get recognition like this. Didn't have to do that for Asa, obviously. Hasn't had to wait very long, where Kiki's had to wait a little while and build up a really great portfolio. I happened to meet her on the set of a movie that's listed here in the bio, which is fantastic. Guilty Pleasures from Wicked in 2000. So Kiki was 2 years into the business. That was a movie that I actually wrote for Wicked. Wrote it for Serenity. Just to give you guys a little hint, if you haven't seen the movie, it's essentially a parody. Without being called a parody, it's essentially Cruel Intentions or Dangerous Liaisons with Serenity as the provocateur. And Kiki was there and was very impressive. Really liked her performance there. She's a really nice person, really friendly with fans and everybody. And it's really nice to see someone who's had a really good career honored like this. So congratulations to Kiki. Dirty Harry, I haven't seen him in a while. Back in the early 2000s, when there were a lot of mopes, I say that about Dirty Harry lovingly, is a mope performer. Did a lot of stuff for JM Productions. Older, often played rough and kind of gross characters. But was a solid performer who kept getting work. And, you know, congratulations to him. I actually haven't heard from him in a while. Ed Hunter, who travels the world for Third World Media, shooting series like Naughty Little Angels and also Little Asian Transsexuals. He's been doing this for a really long time and sort of a globe-trotting gonzo porn guy. Caden Cross, who has sort of done everything in the industry, been a Vivid girl, been a Digital Playground contract girl, has been directing for a while with Trenchcoat X, also directing for Greg Lansky. This year had a really big year. Was directed both Abigail and After Dark, which... they're both really, really fantastic. If you haven't seen them, they're amazing. Caden's been a great actress, beautiful woman, good performer, great spokeswoman for the industry, and a really kick-ass director as well. So fantastic to see her. Mickey Lynn, another performer who had a nice long career, primarily as a gonzo girl, probably more so than any of the other women on this list, made it just on the basis of her sexual performance. Recently made a comeback. She actually started in 1991, which that's even before I started. So a long, long time ago, recently made a comeback. So, you know, congratulations there. As well. I remember meeting her years ago. Ramon Nomar, one of the anchors in many, many, many award-winning DP scenes. One of the most consistent male performers in the business. So congratulations to him. Going back to your golden age, 70s, Serena, even before my time. So congratulations to her. Mark Stevens, another old-timer, a long, long time ago, making movies way back as early as the 70s and 80s. And, wow, there's still more. Two more. Misty Stone. Congratulations to Misty Stone. Honestly, I can't believe she's been in the business this long, since 2006. So, has done a number of high profile, parodies, including Not the Cosbys, which may have been her most famous role. She was also in the Flintstones parody, not Airplane XXX, but also has done a number of other features, Lots of stuff for Brad Armstrong. She's a good actress, a beautiful woman, and a really dynamic sexual performer. One of my favorites. Congratulations, Misty Stone. And finally, India Summer. India Summer started as a MILF performer. 1 year recently was, according to IAFD.com, the most prolific performer of that year. I believe it was 2014. I'd have to look. Where she actually did more scenes than anybody else. So prove that she's much more than just a MILF performer. When you work that much, it means you're hitting every demographic. A really good actress, a beautiful woman, and a great sexual performer. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, so those are the names that got in. As always, I'm going to go over a couple names of people who I think should be in, but are not at this point. And I'm only going to do two this year, because I usually do Kiki. Actually, I'm going to do three. Kiki got in, so congratulations. The three names I'm gonna put forth as I think deserving of the Hall of Fame. First is Bridget Monroe. We see performers like Mickey Lynn get in and Serena from a long time ago, totally deserving. But Bridget Monroe, in the late 80s when she started, one of the most beautiful women in the industry, was in some very high-profile Andrew Blake pretty movies, along with people like Ashlyn Gere and Tori Wells. She was starring right alongside them. Did some vivid features as well. A couple of the Christy Canyon comeback movies, she was in those. Left for a while and came back with Enhanced Breasts and a Tattoo, and sort of came back as a MILF before anybody else did. She was one of the first to come back into the industry with a harder edge to her and a different look. By that time, she was Hunter Scott. Went a number of different spellings on that one. And I think just really sort of deserves credit for some of that. Before there was a MILF trend, Bridget Monroe came back as Hunter Scott, and that was pretty amazing. She was around for 10 years, officially retired actually 10 years ago. So, certainly deserving, I believe. The second one is Mika Tan. And let me just pull her page up here. Let's give a shout out to IAFD.com, the most important website in porn, I believe. Mika Tan is a performer who had a long career, did anything and everything on camera, could act when given the chance. 588 titles over a 17-year career. That 2016 was probably an older movie, though. Did BDSM, did ethnic, specifically ethnic porn, did every kind of porn you could imagine. Gangbang, anal, she did everything. Really funny, smart, sexy. I think completely underrated. Worked for a long time with a back injury that sort of limited some of her performances, but was still always blisteringly hot. Absolutely fantastic. Just all around a fantastic performer, and very, very underrated. And I really would like to see her honored by seeing her in the Hall of Fame because I think her body of work deserves it. She's done high-end stuff. I'm looking at this list. She worked for Nin, did Nin Works, has just done everything. Worked a bunch for Hustler. But again, also crossed over and did BDSM and fetish stuff. So I cannot speak highly enough of Mika Tan and her body of work, and I think it is deserving of recognition. So to my other to fellow critics, if you're out there listening to the podcast, obviously I want your feedback, but I would implore you to take a closer look at Mika Tan and her credentials for the Hall of Fame. And finally, someone who I cannot believe is not already in the Hall of Fame, Robbie D, a director, directed for Vivid for a good while, and then mostly known for the work he did at Digital Playground. Was the primary director at Digital Playground for a number of years when Tara was there and when Jesse Jane was there. when Caden Cross was there, directed action movies, directed comedies, directed dramas, directed Gonzo, had his own little Gonzo brand with handheld pictures that was absolutely fantastic. For a time, it was as good as anybody's. And in addition, he was the guy behind the camera on movies like Pirates. All the credit in the world goes to June for making that movie, but the fact is Robbie was there. When Celeste was making very pretty movies for Digital Playground, Robbie was the camera guy. He's since continued. He's done some work for Porn Fidelity. He's done some work for Reality Junkies. He's out there. He worked for Cherry Pop Films for a while. Is still making really good movies. And I'm just not entirely sure why he hasn't had this moment yet. I know part of it might be the fact that he just doesn't come to shows, and he's not on social media, and he's been kind of a recluse. Even when he was at Digital Playground, it took a little bit to get him to open up and to be in front or in the spotlight at all. I think we always had a good rapport. Look, I'm not going to lie. I think the world of him. So yeah, I'm going to go out there and shout his praises. I think he's a great guy. But also a really talented director. He knows what to do. And when you consider that Digital Playground shot a more specific type of movie, he wasn't out there shooting like Jules Jordan or the stuff that Pat Mine gets to shoot or Quasar, right? These sort of Gonzo shooters that we love, or any of the Evil Angel people that can kind of shoot without constraints. Digital Playground was a little more reserved, and their contract stars were not, big Gonzo sluts. I say that lovingly. And Robbie still managed to make really hot, fantastic movies. So I absolutely think Robbie D is long overdue. And I will take up this cause for as long as it takes. I think it's time that he be in adult Hall of Fames, as many as there are. So those are my three to consider. Bridget Monroe, for her early work, especially as beautiful as she was, the comeback as a MILF. Mika Tan for doing anything and everything throughout her career, being a great spokesperson for the industry. She's really smart and funny. And then Robbie D for honestly being one of the most talented directors in the last 20 years, and certainly one of the most underappreciated directors in the last 20 years. That's it. That's my Hall of Fame report. This was episode 12. We got one more where we cover all the big awards. I am Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. I love your feedback. Let me know what you think of the Hall of Fame inductees. Again, super big congratulations to Asa Akira and Caden Cross, two women who I absolutely love, and all the other inductees as well. Congratulations. Love your feedback. RogerRogerViews.com. Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. Hit that little feedback button on the site if you're there. If you're on Twitter, like and subscribe, all that good stuff. If you're listening somewhere else, spread the word. Love to have more people listen to this podcast, and just, appreciate what you guys can give as far as feedback. Appreciate you listening, and wherever you are, do something nice for somebody.